You are now listening to the Holistic Healing Arts Podcast with Sydney Locke.
Welcome back to another Holistic Healing Arts Podcast. I'm your host, Sydney. I'm joined again by our favorite interviewee, Dr. Alfred Hauck. How are you today?
I'm good. Yes. Looking forward to another exciting podcast.
Yes.
And then I think after this, though, we're going to get into some of the younger, more dynamic players in our clinic. So I'm looking forward to that.
We will. All righty. So if you've been following along with us, we've covered the who, we've covered the why at Holistic Healing Arts. Now we're here to talk about the what we have to offer at the clinic here, aside from an amazing group of stupendous professionals, and what therapies they offer that can help us out. So to set the scene, we currently have 6 naturopathic doctors, and they are trained in various complementary therapies. Obviously, they're not limited to, but they include acupuncture, IV, life counseling, nutrition, all that kind of stuff. As well, we've got a healthcare team that also includes a manual osteopath, registered massage therapist, Reiki, reflexology, nutritional consultants. We've got all of that encompassed here. So throughout the course of the podcast, we'll obviously have some of those people on to talk about their own professions, give you more insight, their favorite topics, any information they'd love to chat with you about and teach you about. But today we've got Dr. Hauck talking about what we have to offer and holistic healing again.
Well, I want to say holistic, like as a naturopathic doctor, I'm proud of what we do. I love the name naturopathic medicine, and our history of naturopathic medicine is awesome. And we do good things. And I think in many ways, I think naturopathic doctors are really sort of a main player, if you will, that I think understands a lot of the other therapies that are in, part of the complementary healthcare field. And naturopathic doctors, I think, are really well positioned in terms of their training and their understanding to be leaders in that area. But like anything, there are so many other skills out there. And at some point, you kind of have to pick your battles and then refer to other health professionals, even and to medical doctors for sure, always to make sure that that person is being well covered and being well looked after. And so as naturopathic doctors, I have at this clinic had a great team of people that have worked with me over the years. I was very fortunate for many years that I taught at the Naturopathic College in Toronto, and a couple of those students over the years gravitated back into this clinic. So I've had some naturopathic doctors here working with me now for over 20 years, which has been, really very rewarding. If you create a team, you have to have a vision. And I think we have a good vision here. We want to create a safe space where health professions in the complementary healthcare field, in the holistic healthcare field, can do their work, use their training to the best advantage, and be able to, be proud of creating their own clientele and their own, community of people that tap into their expertise. And we also refer back and forth within the community here. But like you said, we've got naturopathic doctors, we've got another osteopath on the way, we've got massage therapists, a nutritional consultant, reflexologist, and they all have a role to play and to various degrees in terms of their healthcare. And many of our patients will see different practitioners. They'll see their massage therapist regularly while they're, when they're not seeing their naturopathic doctor. The word holistic, I guess I wanted to just share that because, again, when I first used this word decades ago, it wasn't quite the in word that it is now. Mm-hmm. And holistic is a neat word. It's, I think, sometimes misunderstood. Holism is about really respecting the fact that in living dynamic things, the sum of the parts create something greater than what the parts actually add up to on their own, if that makes sense. So there's this terrific synergy that we see in living organisms and organizations that generates this concept of holism, and that and I think it plays well to the understanding of how healthcare really works. You can't just focus on keeping shoulders fixed or kidneys working. You have to understand that everything in some degree encompasses what is going on with this person's health, and that all of those pieces, when they're put together, make up a holistic approach that then has the most power, if you will, and the most impact in their longevity and in their quality of life. And so holism is a nice word, and it is part of what we do at this clinic, making sure that we all represent those pieces and we challenge our patients to understand that and to work on those things. And it's been very rewarding. We have those naturopathic doctors. I used to do a lot of IV therapy in the early days, and then Dr. Singh did. And now I don't do IVs anymore, but Dr. Singh, Dr. Albano do. I think Dr. Cole will start doing them soon. She's got a course that she's finishing later this spring that will then put her in that position where she can do IVs. But I do a lot of physical therapy still, and those are all good things. The things that we do to people when they come into our clinic are really important. Those are the things that create a connection and often have the biggest change in the short term. Mm-hmm. So I tell people, it's, you know, we've got to do some of these things to get you back on track and get the wheels, stop the wheels from wobbling. But I always remind them that in the long run, where you're going to be a year from now is going to be maybe 20% predicated on the acupuncture you're getting or the IV you're getting or the physical therapy you're getting or the massage you're getting. But the other 80% is going to be, have to build on the things that you do for yourself. You know, the change in your lifestyle. Do you actually go to the trouble to do the stretches and the homework that you're being sent
the homework
with, you know, because you have to do that. It's kind of like real life, you know, and it doesn't have to be arduous. It doesn't have to be overly time consuming, but it's putting those pieces together and understanding your owner's manual and just taking good care of yourself, your body and you. You know, you're good for decades. I mean, I'm 70 years old, and, you know, I have to think when I was younger, I was much more impatient, you know, than I am now. And I realize a lifetime's a long time. You can have many careers, you can have many adventures, and it's nice when your health is not an impediment to that. And you don't have to make a career out of being all down the rabbit hole about your health. And, you know, you have to understand it, and you have to, you know, be in control of it. You have to be willing to start and change and stop the different aspects of what it is that you're working with. But at the end of the day, it's not about just being introverted into your health. It's making sure you understand how it works, understand how to stay healthy or raise the odds of staying healthy, and then use that newfound health or that stable health to do the really important things. Mm-hmm. And the really important things are obviously the really what I think are why we're living here in this life, is to learn new things, to enjoy our friends and family, to see places, to learn, you know, to write that music that you've been meaning to write, or to go visit that part of the world you've been meaning to visit. And all of those really important things go so much better when you have a handle on your health. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the best way to understand the philosophy of holism, even, because if you don't have those other aspects of your life that give you purpose, then you know your health seems to become an awkward obsession for some folks, or something that we ignore, and we just need to find that nice balance to make it work.
I mean, nowadays we're given so many resources, but there's so much content out there. There's so many different avenues, and it's entirely overwhelming when you're trying to figure out what could be wrong with you, what avenue you want to go down. You look at social media and there's these images portrayed out there, and it's really difficult for people, I think, to kind of grasp maybe what's best for them and to kind of just focus on one common goal. And I mean, you might think, yes, I want to do this for myself, but you don't know how to do it because there's just too many options for you to kind of get the ball rolling, or you're too frightened, or you're apprehensive about it.
I think data, the thing about our modern era, you know, with social media and Dr. Google, is that, you know, there's no shortage of information, but information is only useful if you can evaluate it, and if you can prioritize it and figure out what the focus should be and how you would apply that. And so I think, I mean, even as a naturopathic doctor, even as a health professional, there's an old adage where, you know, a doctor who treats himself as a fool for a patient and an idiot for a physician. And really, we know that no matter how good you are, you you do better when you have someone outside of yourself who you can trust, who you can communicate with, who you can challenge, who challenges you, who you can be honest with, who can help you dig and pull the strings and dig into the information to help you put those pieces together. And I think that's just, it's just common sense. Those folks, I mean, even the best tennis player in the world has a coach, and he can beat the snot out of that coach if he plays him, but he still needs that coach to give him that outside perspective and challenge him and so on and so on. So we all need someone outside of ourselves who cares about us, is interested in our health, who we can communicate with. And I think a naturopathic doctor should be on everyone's team, frankly, as far as healthcare goes, because I think we have the time and the interest and the focus, and we understand that paradigm better than many, I think, and better than most, that we need to inspire you and challenge you and help put those pieces together so that you can move forward. And it is really about that. We live in a world today where the vast majority of things that are killing us, for lack of a better word, are, you know, these chronic lifestyle inflammatory disease and the consequences of that. Generations ago, we were much more aware of you know, major infectious diseases, you know, but with the advent of plumbing and vaccines and antibiotics, you know, those aren't big players in our life. But I can remember as a young child in East Germany back in the early 1950s, you know, there were problems. There was, you know, dead animals in the water. There was cholera. There was scarlet fever. You know, there was many pneumonias. You know, there was really some major crises that were going on. And of course, right now with COVID, we're again seeing how powerful Mother Nature can be when these things are happening. But those are really, in the long run, the exception. The real things that are killing us today, whether it's the, you know, the consequences of osteoporosis and cancers and diabetes and so on, we know that they all grow out of the soil of our lifestyle and our diet and the things that we do with our health in general. And we need to get a better handle on that. Mm-hmm. You know, my stats are, if we look at our stats, and I don't mean to get on a rant now, but, you know, mm-hmm. the longevity of my dad, let's say my father's generation, I'm a baby boomer. So when my father would have been in his 60s, let's say, him and his friends, the average one was maybe on one pharmaceutical drug and, you know, whatever rare over-the-counter things that we were doing back in that era. So let's go back, you know, 30, 40 years. Well, nowadays, the average person my age is on, you know, two or three pharmaceuticals and a whack of over-the-counter stuff. And although my generation is longer lived than my parents by about a year, 12 months, depending on, you know, 13 months, 14 months, depending on what's going on. Having said that, the longevity has just dipped in the States for the last average for 3 years due to both the opioid crisis and now with COVID. But nonetheless, my generation is living longer than my parents' generation. And I think that's terrific. And as you said, we have access nowadays to better food, better resources than ever. We also have access to the other stuff that isn't so healthy. You know, we don't smoke as much as we used to, but smoking is a very big player. And, you know, we know that pharmaceutical, like drug use, street drugs are an issue for some people. We know that many people are lonelier today. There's more psychological problems. We're not in communication with things. Those things that project longevity have a lot to do, not just with eating right, but also with being connected to your environment, connected to the people in your community and so on. And some of those things are just not happening. So our generation may live a little longer, but we're getting diabetes younger and heart disease younger than our parents did. And of course, they're being controlled, which is a nice thing. But really, we should be focused on why can't we even prevent them? And that's really the focus of naturopathic medicine. My children's generation in their 30s and 40s, their stats don't look very good at all. There's some concerns that their longevity might not be as long as their parents even. So our longevity has peaked, our quality of life has peaked, and now there's some concerns about whether or not that's going to be sustainable given the kind of lifestyle we lead. And I think we can do better. And I think a naturopathic doctor could play a role in helping you be a part of the stats improving rather than the stats declining.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there's, from my point of view, from my generation, I think our knowledge has kind of, we've peaked in that sense that we're looking for more. We know that there's more out there. We're looking for the alternatives because in terms of environmental, in terms of social, in terms of medical, we know that there's more resources out there for us now. And I think even just chatting with some of my own friends, they're more interested in learning about naturopathic medicine. They're more interested in finding more holistic, for lack of a better word, holistic means of making themselves feel better, increasing that longevity, all those kinds of things. I think because of the knowledge that we do have, while it can be overwhelming at times, it's also kind of a blessing because we do have the resources if you know how to sift through and really find what works best for you.
Yeah, no, and you know, you bring up a good point that I didn't maybe put enough emphasis on, which is that, you know, it isn't just about us. It's about, you know, we can't help others if we're not taking care of ourselves. But at the same time, we need to realize that we are, you know, part of the dynamic of all of living things around us. And if we're not connected to the earth, if we're not connected to other living things, it has a negative impact on our health. And we know that. We know just even simple things like the internal ecology in our gut, of which there are trillions of good bacteria that live in our system, which is kind of a gross thought for some, but it is really an amazing part of the dynamic of life. We have different kinds of specialized bacteria. There's 7 kinds that live in our eyebrow and don't live anywhere else in our body. So we're our own little miniature planet with our own ecology. And that ecology is starting to become better understood. And we know that that ecology that's internal and the microecology is also very much connected to the macroecology, the ecology outside of us. And so we have to stay connected with that. And this is where, as we become more urbanized, we need to find ways for us and our children to stay connected with nature, to understand where our food's coming from. And all of those things are part of the holistic understanding that is part of the owner's manual, or the art of creating a good life that is healthy, that is fulfilled, that is purposeful. And holism and naturopathic medicine obviously can play a big role in that. And we, as naturopathic doctors, understand those other pieces need to also be, you know, looked at. And we challenge our patients to do that by and large.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. And I mean, and the more knowledge, you know, knowledge is power, and then you can pass it on to other people and they can do with that information what they will. But I think it is important for people to know that there's different means out there, different ways to gather information and different ways to take care of yourself. So,
yeah, no, and it is. And at the end of the day, it is up to you. Like, you know, people sometimes don't understand the difference between fault and responsibility. It's nobody's fault. You know, stuff happens. But at the end of the day, whether a meteorite came and blew your toe off or something, at the end of the day, you're still responsible. You know what I'm saying? And so you don't want to get into this shame and regret thing, or regret yesterday or what I did yesterday. That's gone. Just what can we do today to move forward, to write that new story, to put those pieces together? And that's an exciting part of the relationship that, you know, I get to have with patients. We can sit down and figure out how to put those pieces together and move them forward. And again, some people, they do a few basic things and magic happens. Other people, they have to work at a little longer and persevere more. And then finally the breakthroughs happen and you can see the momentum moving and the graph moving. But everybody is different. So it's always a challenge. In some ways, the mechanical piece of, you know, splinting a finger is pretty, as much as it's a wonderful thing that needs to be done properly, it's a mechanical thing. And we need good people to do that. But the more confusing and fudgy area is, how do we inspire people and so that they will start really owning what's going on and move forward and take that information that you can give them, share that information, put those pieces together, because it's a team effort. It's me and my patient putting our heads together, figuring out their owner's manual, figuring out their strategies, you know, looking at what they can do and what they can't do. And that's a part of good management, you know, whether you're an employer or a naturopathic doctor. You know, you don't, you know, expect, you know, the people who are great with people to sit in the back room doing paperwork, while the people that love to do paperwork, you don't force them to go out and be engaged with people. You know, you look for people's strengths and you figure out how to make those work. And it's the same with being a naturopathic doctor. You look at those people's strengths. Some of them can't change diets in certain ways, but they can maybe do certain other things. You know, there's different ways of you know, separating them from the things that are holding them back. But it takes imagination, it takes being, you know, interested, always be interested, and you can accomplish great things. And so we're very lucky. Our naturopathic doctors do that, our osteopath does that, our massage therapists do that. And so you can always have someone here at the clinic to talk to. And, you know, as you work with one clinician, you may find that you are interested in the views and the therapies of another clinician. Mm-hmm. And we do refer out, like I said, anyone who comes in here, we make sure that they stay in really good touch with their medical doctor and that we actually refer back and forth. If they do lab work here, we'll send a copy of that back with them so they can give it to their medical doctor. Mm-hmm. Other people do, we don't have chiropractors here, but there are people that really enjoy and get great benefit from working with their chiropractor and other health professionals out there. So it's really important that you as a patient understand that you're the boss. We all work for you. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, if we do good work and you do good work, great things will happen.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like I said before, if we're interested in learning any more about our clinic, Holistic Healing Arts, please just visit our website, like and subscribe to our podcast and all of our social media pages. And it's been an absolute pleasure yet again, Dr. Houck, to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. I love talking about naturopathic medicine. One of my favorite topics.
Well, we love that. And thank you. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.